Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. Welcome back, time travelers. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I got a quick little message for you guys. This is just some encouragement for anyone who is just feeling down or feeling like maybe like you're lost or maybe like something is going on and you feel like God is not moving on your behalf. But I want to remind you that God is a good God. He's bigger than every mountain in your life. He's bigger than every problem, every stress, everything that could possibly be going wrong in your world, in your reality. Know that the Lord is good and he's merciful and he's gracious and his love will redeem whatever situation you're in. And that was my message today to my heart. I try to every day tune into my heart and feel what my heart is trying to convey to me, because I feel like every day we sing a song and that sometimes that song comes from our heart. Sometimes the song may be a little crazy, you know what I'm saying? It may be a little rough. There's days where I felt like my song was rebelling. My heart was rebelling. And that was a song that I was singing. But then I had to go to this place and realize that God allows all situations and circumstances. I learned long ago that if God don't want it to happen, it's just not happening. It's no way it's going to happen. But sometimes we have our own little will that likes to push against God's his love, that likes to resist his grace, his mercy, his forgiveness, his peace, all these things. And it takes for us to get to a moment of surrenderance to just be like, Lord, I realize that you love me. You know, sometimes you even love me more than I love myself. And when we can get to that place, when we can just go to that place, it allows us to kind of open up our hearts to allow God to play the correct song on our hearts. Imagine your heart is like an organ, right? And sometimes the organ can be out of tune. And when it's out of tune, it's playing a rough song. And that song can cause just negative energy, negative things in your life. But when that song is in tune and it's harmonious, it will play a beautiful song. And that song will be of life, of peace, of restoration, of joy, of all the things that you're seeking in your world and in your life. And I want you to know that all those things come from the Most High. They all come from God. And it's because he loves you unconditionally. And I have to learn that the only time you're going to get that love is from God. There is no creature, no thing on this planet that can give you the love that God can give you. Now, I want to jump to the word of God real quick. And this is coming out of Micah 7:7. And I love this because 7 speaks of a couple different things. 7 speaks of completion. It speaks of paranormal energy. So meaning like the divine realm, the spiritual realm. And anytime you're seeing the number 7, you got to know that there is some spiritual counterpart to that. It is a very spiritual number, but mainly completion. And double 7s to me represent a completion, not only on the inside, but on the outside. So knowing, and this kind of ties with another scripture, but we'll get into that later. So Micah 7:7 reads, and it is written, therefore, I will look unto the Lord, and I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. So simple, so beautiful, so powerful. When we look unto the Lord, when we put our focus on the Lord, and this is a spiritual focus, then we are entering into a place, a spiritual place with the Lord, where he can then heal us, keep us, love us, pour out his love, forgive us, redeem us, whatever we're in need of, whatever we're seeking in that moment, whatever our heart needs, because you got to know it's a heart thing. God will be able to do that for us when we look unto him. So how do you look unto the Lord? Will you seek him through prayer? And I want to remind you today, and this is so important to know. Some days when you're feeling low, when you're feeling down, when you're feeling like your wings been clipped or you've been shot down, understand that when you pray, you are being lifted up in the spirit. Your spirit is being raised up from the third dimension, whatever you want to call it, is being lifted up. So when you go into that space of prayer with you and the Lord, and you shut that door to your closet and you just go into that space, the Lord is lifting you up. And therefore you're looking unto the Lord, because you're looking to the Lord for whatever you're in need of, whether you're going through a situation that is like really bringing you low. It could be depression, anxiety. It could be you just grief. It could be shame, guilt. It could be all these negative things, right? Whether it's that, or, you know, other things on your life that are getting you down. Maybe it's abandonment. Maybe it's you're not seeing the success that you want to see in your life, or you're not seeing the growth that you were praying for, hoping for. Whatever it is, understand that when you go into the presence of the Lord, he's going to give you exactly what you need. So as soon as you get on your knees, and this is a spiritual knees, you know, getting on the knees, right? as soon as you go into that space of prayer, the Lord is going to lift you up and he's going to give you exactly what you're in need of. So then the word says, I will wait for the God of my salvation. While you're praying, while you're seeking the Lord, while you're reading your Bible, even meditating, you're waiting on the Lord in those instances, and you're putting all your trust, your hope, and your faith in the Lord, and you're just waiting for him to make his move. Our move is to be receptive, is to be open to the goodness of the Lord. Sometimes we block off, again, it's like the heart. Sometimes our heart blocks off what's good for it, not intentionally, but you know, I talked about it a lot on this podcast. We have that thing called the ego, the flesh, right? And its whole thing is a defense mechanism. It wants to defend you. It wants to protect you from being hurt. And sometimes we try to protect ourselves from everything and everyone, including God, but we're not necessarily supposed to do that. And this is the importance of looking to the Lord and waiting on him, because in those moments we are being receptive to him. So another way to get into this space is to do what you love, whether that is creating, and whether you can get into a flow state. That is so important in this, because if you can just be authentically 100% yourself and allow the Lord to just work behind the scenes and do his thing, you're doing your thing, right? And you guys are working together, and there's going to be a lot of beauty that comes from that. But my personal favorite way is just through prayer, because I feel like there's a level of honesty that comes through prayer, that comes through allowing the Holy Spirit to move through you, to speak through you, because the word of God says that sometimes through our flesh, our humanness, we don't know what to pray for, but the Spirit of the Lord does, through groanings and ownings and, you know, speaking in tongues and all that. That's a whole part of it. And I had to realize a long time ago that, like, why don't I understand what tongues are? Like, when I'm speaking in tongues, why don't I understand it? And I had to realize that that's the flesh that don't understand, but the Spirit knows exactly what it's doing and what it's saying. And that has to be communicated, because again, the Spirit knows what to pray for. Sometimes you're not even praying for yourself or your situation. You could be praying for someone else in their situation, because the Spirit knows exactly what needs to be said and prayed for in that moment in time. It knows what your heart needs. It knows what your soul needs. It knows what your body needs. So my personal favorite form of waiting for the Lord and looking to the Lord is through prayer, because when you are praying, you're kind of zoning out and just focusing on God. And that's kind of what prayer should be. It should be like, no, I'm not saying it should be for you, you know, however you pray is how you pray. For me, I know when I go into prayer, I'm looking for deliverance in that prayer. I don't want to come out of prayer until I feel that my soul is at ease, that I have some sense of peace, that I know or have a trust and faith in God that he's going to take care of the situation that I prayed for, or whatever the case may be. So moving on from that, I will wait for the God of my salvation. God is our salvation at the end of the day. Salvation only comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. You got to know it. In order to be saved, in order to have salvation, it comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. And this all goes back to the message of the gospel and the theme of this whole entire season for me, which is identity. Knowing your identity in Christ, knowing that it is Jesus Christ who will save, redeem, restore, heal, replenish, help, provide, whatever you need, it comes from God, because he's the source of all. He's the source of all, especially all the goodness in your life, because you got to know God is good and his mercy endureth forever. And then lastly, the word of God says, my God will hear me. So you got to know when you are praying to the Lord, he hears you. Why does he hear you? Because you're his child. You're his child and he loves you. For the parents out there, I know you love your kids. When you hear your kids in pain, when you hear your kids crying, what do? You jump up and you run and go see if they're okay. You run to their side to help them. You nurture them. You comfort them. You know, you go to be with your child. It's the same thing. The spiritual is a natural principle. When we call upon the Lord, when we're waiting on the Lord, he sees that and he comes by our side. And today my prayer was, Lord, I want to be where your Spirit is. I want to be where your Spirit is. I'm tired of being where the sin is. I'm tired of being where the rebellion is. I want to be where your Spirit is. Because again, my own personal testimony was, I felt like my heart was playing the wrong song. And I had to ask the Lord to free me from that song. And he did. And then he tuned me into his song of redemption, his song of grace. Ooh, grace. Let me tell you about the grace of God, okay? It is only God's grace that wakes me up day to day, because I sure ain't perfect. And honestly, I don't try to be, because at this point I realized that as long as I'm a human on this journey, I'm gonna be a human on this journey, okay? So I love the grace of God because it is new every single day. Every day I wake up, it's a new set of grace for that day, and I'm so grateful for that. And some days I wake up and it's beautiful and I'm like, man, I feel like I'm in paradise. Some days I wake up and it feels very cloudy, but those are the days that I have to seek God the most. The reason why is because I know and I'm trusting in God to make that day better for me. So it's just an opportunity, if you really look at it from another perspective. It's an opportunity to get in the presence of the Lord. It's an opportunity to seek after the Lord, to look to the Lord, and to wait upon Him for His goodness, His mercy, His grace, and whatever else you need. So I just wanted to share that with you guys real quick, because I know in these times it can be a lot. This world is a lot, okay? If you're looking in the mirror of the world, it's a lot. And you'd be like, dang, this is going on. And I'm a very self-reflective person. I love introspection. So when I see things happening in the world, I do examine myself and go, Lord, where is that happening in me? I pray about it and I ask God to cut those roots in my heart. You know, I ask Him to lay an axe to the root to certain things within my heart that I'm seeing on the outside of me. The reason why is because I'm human at the end of the day. What I see other people exhibiting and what they're doing, you know, I'm not exempt from that. That could happen to me too. I could be in that situation. So first, I thank God that I'm not in this situation, right? Whatever I'm seeing on the outside of me, you know, to thank you, Lord, for, you know, keeping my house and my city safe. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm like, Lord, you know, I'm praying, please don't allow that to happen. Please cut and lay an axe to the root of that thing within me. If I'm seeing this happening on the outside of me, that means that it could happen on the inside of me. All right. That's one part of it. The other part of sometimes it is a direct reflection. Sometimes, and that's getting real with yourself and being like, dang, Lord, so-and-so doing that. And somewhere in me, I'm doing that too. So it's always a good moment to just reflect on that. And this is the importance of going into that prayer. It's something about prayer that is really stretched. Like I'm just stressing on my spirit. Because in prayer, it's just a true form of surrenderance. It really is. If you're truly praying with what I want to say, the right intention, going into prayer with a humble spirit, with the right intention, you're going to see God move in ways that you've never seen before. Again, God is bigger than the mountains. He's bigger than the problems in your life. He's bigger than everything. And just as a show of faith, if I will, God has delivered me from trauma. He's delivered me from anxiety, from depression, from enemies. He's been my defense, my rock, my salvation. I'm literally alive because of Jesus Christ. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's just the truth. I wouldn't be here without Him. And I've slipped up, I messed up so many times on my journey, but it's always God there to comfort me. And I noticed that. And that goes another scripture that I'm paraphrasing here, but it says, in the world you will have tribulation, but in Jesus Christ you'll have peace. And then be of good cheer because God has overcome the world. And also goes to the scripture, greater is He that's within me than he that's in the world. As long as you got Christ in your heart working within you, again, you may be out of tune sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You might be playing the wrong song. But the moment you call on Jesus Christ, the moment you wait on the Lord, I'm telling you, he's going to get to fixing, get to reworking, you know, where your heart is playing the right song. It's in tune into the right frequency, the right frequency, like on some real stuff. But anyways, as in this podcast, I hope it was helpful. God bless you. Know that God loves you unconditionally, and there is no greater love than the love of God. You can get it freely because He offers it to us freely every single day. There's a new portion and depth of His love available to you every single day. So don't miss out on this love now. Jump into this thing. Jump into it. Whether you got to get it through prayer, through meditation, through dancing, through singing, through praising, get you some love of God. Allow God's love to fill your heart, your mind, your body, and your soul, because I'm telling you, it's going to make you feel and be a whole lot better. Allow His love to transform you inside out. That's the end of this podcast. I love you. God loves you. Have a beautiful, blessed day, night, or evening. You just heard another episode of Planet Jave. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. If you want to hear more from me, please subscribe to the podcast or look through any of the previous release episodes. I would highly appreciate it. And if you want to tap into my new book, DWE, Dealing with Emotions, it's available on all online platforms, and I would love for you to check it out. God bless you and have a beautiful day.